New Canadian rear view mirror technology can check for distracted driving. That, according to the auto parts supplier right here in Canada, Magna, they've developed a rear view that looks back at you. Now, it's supposed to use camera-based technology to monitor you, the driver, to make sure you're not distracted, drowsy, nodding off, fatigued. Well, what's it all about? Let's talk to tech analyst Carmi Levy and get the straight goods. Carmi, great to have you. Sorry about the 80s references that preceded this interview.
No, I, you know, considering the fact that, that the Keatons were, no worries. You can never get enough 80s as far as I'm concerned.
Amen to that. So, you know, as we get into the now and talk about this new type of car technology, is this something that was on your radar?
It certainly was, and we're starting to see other sort of related technologies creep into cars. Like, for example, you can buy a Mercedes that will sort of track your head, and if it starts to bob or nod, it'll put a little coffee icon in your dash, and basically it'll beep you until you sort of pull over and take a break. And so we're starting to see driver awareness technologies creep into cars. This one sort of takes it to the next level. It uses a camera, artificial intelligence, to really scan, you know, your head. It scans your body movement, your eyes. It's much more, let's call it, intrusive than technologies that we've seen thus far. So, you know, we've seen version one, very simple. This one goes to the next level, and Magna, of course, one of the world's largest auto component suppliers, they would, of course, love to be able to sell it to auto manufacturers in cars that you and I would buy over the next few years.
Is this thing recording you while you're driving?
It is. It's watching you. Basically, it's like a smart mirror. So what it's doing is it's got a bunch of cameras and other sensors, and it's tracking you in real time. The article doesn't say exactly where that data goes, if it's being stored on a drive somewhere or shared with other systems. But the fact is, it can be. Right. So anytime you take what used to be a dumb device, like a dumb rear view mirror, and you give it smarts, you open up the potential for the data that it collects to go somewhere that you really don't want it to go, like law enforcement or the insurance company that insures you. And then, of course, once it gets into their hands, we have a whole other conversation.
Yeah, and that conversation could be impactful for investigations down the road. And, you know, I guess there's going to be two camps on this one. You know, there's privacy and then there's, you know, safety.
Absolutely. You know, like this is, April is distracted driving month. I don't have to tell you or our listeners just what a scourge distracted driving is. I'm constantly seeing people playing with their phones. And if there was a technology that could stop people from doing that at the wheel, I'd absolutely love that. I think we all would be in support of that. The problem is not so much when the technology is applied to things that would damage us. In other words, fix the problem, but that data could also be misused. What if it gets dropped into a database and then it's used by an insurance company to deny us coverage because we flagged it too often? What if the technology isn't perfect? What if just because I happen to yawn a lot, it triggers that and then it makes me look like a bad driver? How do I explain that to my insurance company or to Officer Bob when he pulls me over because it showed up on his computer? So we've got to start asking these questions. In other words, when new technology like this is introduced, let's ask ourselves, how is that data being used? Who has access to it? What's the potential for misuse? How are we going to be protected against misuse so that it can be used for the right reasons, not the wrong ones?
Now, the driver receives customizable alerts, either audible or visible. And you mentioned the cup of coffee. That kind of sounds a little bougie for my liking. I mean, are we talking... you said it was BMW or... Yeah?
No, you know what?
I mean, Mercedes, yeah.
Let me jump in. My Nissan has that, actually. If I'm driving for a certain amount of time, my steering wheel vibrates. And then there's a coffee cup icon on my dash that says, are you alert? Do you need a break? And then I can just press dismiss.
Dude, that's a check oil light. You're just looking at one. would these things be annoying to us like the seatbelt thing is, or would it sit? Because I don't think there's much point to this if the driver ultimately gets the say, is what I'm trying to put down here.
Well, absolutely. And I think that's sort of, you know, if you can turn it off, then that sort of defeats the purpose, right? It's like, I don't want my seatbelt alert to be turned off either. That's a pretty important safety feature, and I don't want anyone to be able to defeat it when they get into my car or anyone else's. So I think design is absolutely crucial. We haven't really seen this thing in action. I think we need to ask that question. Have they balanced sort of the need to flag you that there's a problem, that, hey, you need to pull over because you are distracted or, you know, focus on the road, against maybe those alarms are so intrusive that they are causing a safety issue, right? There has to be kind of a balancing point, and it all comes down to proper design.
We were talking earlier in the show, Carmi, about how we never really, you know, all were on board with the seatbelt laws until it was pretty much common in all cars that unless your seatbelt was fastened, your car would ping. Like, that annoying noise would never go away. So is that where we need to go with this type of technology as well for it to really take hold?
I think ultimately we are. And I think as long as we are driving our cars and as long as we are subject to levels of distraction that, quite frankly, we've never seen in history, you know, when you get into a car today, there's so many screens. Your phone is screaming for attention, things that we didn't have 5, 10, 15 years ago, that I think we are going to need certain kinds of technology properly deployed and designed to save us from ourselves. And so, I think we are probably going to have more alarms, more intrusions. Certainly, you buy a car today, it's got a lot more of that technology than even a car you could buy 5 years ago. Expect that to accelerate over the next 5 years.
Carmi, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
that's Carmi Levy, tech analyst, joining us to talk a little bit about it. I do like the idea that it's Canadian made. You know, at least we can celebrate that part of it. It doesn't seem like it's getting a lot of love on our text board this afternoon at 7:10:10. Most people just don't want this kind of technology in their car, but I applaud them for trying.
No? Magna's really sort of been sort of late in the game with coming out with a couple of things like one on the heel of another, haven't they? That economy car that we talked about with that $1,100 for a 2-year lease, I think it was, for that three-wheeled single passenger driver.
That's right. It's, I feel like they took a visit to the Consumer Electronics Show and just bought, purchased the rights to everything. We're going to take one of those.
That is great.
It's fantastic stuff.